Blog Talk Radio. Well, good evening, Kingdom citizens. It's another day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Well, welcome to Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. So glad you decided to join us this evening. Wow, it's been a fantastic day. I don't know about you, but I am so grateful to God for all that He's doing in my life. The good, He's allowing. And the bad He's allowing, because, again, it tests our faith. Well, tonight we are going to have a fantastic guest that's going to be joining us. His name is Dr. Pete Sulak, and he pronounces this just like it sounds, S-U-E-L-A-C-K, Sulak. And Dr. Peter Sulak is the founder and majority owner of one of the largest clinics in North America. His office has been seen more than a million patients over the last 13 years, validating his unique approach to health. And wow, Dr. Pete, actually, he treats patients from all over the world to seek his services. His studies on the effects of stress, coupled with testimonials from patients and attention in the medical communities, have garnered him the title of America's leading stress expert. Wow. And he's a highly sought-after teacher, lecturer, and author. And tonight, before he comes on, we want to open up our show with a word of prayer. Father God, we thank you. We honor you for this day. We thank you for allowing us to wake up this morning in our right mind. And God, we just thank you as you covered us throughout the day. Lord, we ask you to be with our guest this evening as he comes on and talks to our Kingdom listeners about how it is to take care of yourself when you're stressed, whatever's going on in your life. Because there is a way that God already says in the Bible that he gives us, you know, a means of escape. So God, we thank you, we honor you for this day. We ask you to give our guest clarity as he speaks to our Kingdom citizens, and we ask that their hearts be pricked right now to receive the word that he is going to be speaking that will empower us and make us healthy. And we just thank you and we honor you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, Dr. Pete, he's a graduate of Bethel University and Northwestern Health Sciences University in Minnesota. He lives in Knoxville, Tennessee with his wife, Stephanie, and their four sons. And I'm going to give you his website. His website is www.uha12.com. And a link to purchase his phenomenal Unhealthy Anonymous program is UHA Amazon link. And we will post these out on our Facebook page so you guys will definitely be able to see all this wonderful information that he has on his site. Now, one of the things that he definitely will, he likes to tackle, and it says, Unhealthy Anonymous, Exposing the Greatest Threat to Your Health and Happiness. And it was released, the Dynasty Image, last year, June 16th. The 12 steps listed in Unhealthy Anonymous are identify, connect, choose, recognize, rest, detox, nourishment, gratitude, movement, alignment, strength, and generosity. Wow, that's pretty powerful. Those are the 12 steps. Program sounds like this. How many of us think that they can handle 12 of those things all at one time? But that's why they call them steps. Amen, amen. So he's going to talk about a little bit about his program tonight. And one of the great things that I love about what he's going to come in and talk to us about is detoxing and your nourishment and how you have to, all these things have to be combined, because if they're not combined, you know, then we're out of balance, we're out of order. So for that, I just praise God that he is going to be coming in and talking to us about that. Wow, to be America's leading stress expert has to probably take a toll, you know, on you. But I'm pretty sure that he definitely, with his 13 years experience, he can handle that. So as we wait for him to come on the line, we're going to take a quick break. And as soon as he logs in, we're going to let you talk to Dr. Sulik, because I know you probably have some questions that you might want to ask him. So if you do, it'd be great if you could give us a call. You can call in. Our number tonight is 347-838-9069. So if you call in, you'll get to hear him and ask questions. All right.
Take over me. Let your ship guide the glory.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed that song. That was Takeover by Katrina Reeves, which is getting really, really, really good airplay. And I want to thank you guys so much for continuing to support me and my ministry and Red Cross Kingdom. We are still waiting for our doctor to get on. But one of the things I wanted to also read about him, you know, we always want to know what, you know, sparks someone to, you know, do their ministry. And, you know, we believe that, you know, God always mandates us to do what we are called to do. And in the time and era and that space that he's given us. And one of the things that it looks like, and I'm definitely can't wait till he get on, we're going to, and if we can't, we definitely want to try to get him back on. There's a 21-day reboot that is part of his book, and we definitely want to talk to him about that and find out, you know, just how this works. Now, one of the things that we're going to do tonight was we were going to ask a few questions, and so there were going to be three questions that I wanted you guys to make sure that you listen to and knew the answer to, because we're going to post it out on our Facebook page. So if you're not a Facebook fan, you need to go out to Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina and like our page, and you'll see the three questions. And when you see those three questions, if you can answer them correctly, then you will have the opportunity to get a copy of Dr. Sulik's book, Unhealthy Anonymous. So listen up, guys, because we definitely are going to do that. And if because he's a doctor and you know sometimes how things change, his schedule may have changed and he may have had to, you know, do some rounds and things like that. So if he does not get on with us today, we're definitely going to get on the schedule, because we're going to get I've gotten a copy of the book, and I really, really, really like it. And I think you'll be blessed by it as well. So let me read some more information about him. The 21 reboot is just what it says. It's going to give you some healthy tips about how to eat properly, how to de-stress yourself, and just also to acknowledge, you know, sometimes we have personal struggles that we're dealing with, you know what I'm saying? And when we're dealing with those personal struggles, those take a toll on us. So when we have to learn how to de-stress, not only de-stress, but de-stress, detox, make sure we're putting the right foods in our bodies. Trust me, I've been struggling for years with that, you know, because, again, sometimes we can be emotional eaters. So, yes, we can be emotional eaters. And so with us being emotional eaters, we put the wrong things in our mouth. And so with that being said, when we put the wrong things in our mouth, you know, that begins to take a toll on our body. And, you know, when we gain weight and even stress can make you gain weight. It really, really can. So we want to make sure that definitely, you know, you don't, you know, stress yourself out, because, again, I've been there. I've been the, you know, emotional eater before. So I love what he's going to come in and talk to us about, you know, just how to handle those things. So without further ado, Dr. Pete, do we have you on the line?
You do. It's an honor to be with you.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad you took the time out of your schedule. I know you are so, so busy.
No, it is an honor to be with you. And, you know, it's one of those things that we live in a stressful world that has recently, John Hopkins University said, we have more stress in 1 month today than a generation ago did in their entire lifetime. And as I talk to some of the leading oncologists around the world, they'll actually tell you that because of the increase in stress, there's a perfect correlation with the increase in stress, an increase in cancer, an increase in stress, an increase in heart disease and dementia and digestive issues. And so the trick becomes exposing the threat, which is stress, and increasing resiliency to it. You know, it's been told that germs make you sick. Well, if that was the case, we'd all be dead. The reality is germs make a weak host sick. So, for instance, if there's a flu pandemic and not everyone in the household necessarily gets the flu, well, what's the missing variable? Well, those that are not resilient to that flu bug, they will get the flu. But those that are resilient to it, they will actually kind of – they'll beat that. They'll overcome it. When it comes to every area of our lives, we're called to be good stewards. We're called to be faithful in the little things. We're called to have set boundaries. We're called to make sure that we have margins for error in our life. And the more we do that, we increase resiliency to the stressors of this life. So it's that counterbalance that we can handle the things that we face on a regular basis, because God's called us not only to be in the game, and not only to start well, but to finish the race well.
Oh, I love that. Wow, you just spoke volumes just in that piece. Now, tell me, now what is your journey to healthy living? Has this always been a passion of yours?
You know, it hasn't been. Simply by the grace of God, over the last 14 years, we've had the opportunity to serve 1 million patients from around the world that travel to us now from about 33 states and 7 countries. But I'll be the first one to tell you, it's not because of me, it's in spite of me, it's only the grace of God. But I, you know, came to me as a chiropractor, and we help people, and a lot of people, you know, but I didn't really have an idea when it came to eating right and exercising and all these other things. And the Lord kind of spoke to me, and he said, son, he says, if you don't begin to take care of the temple of God, you will be pushed to the sideline. You know, the Word of God says the harvest is plentiful, the laborers are few, but many, I believe a lot of that's because us in the body of Christ are being pushed to the sideline. We do not have the health that will sustain us, and so I have a lot of individuals in my life that like to travel around the world with me in a lot of the ministry work we do around the world, but now they're not able to because they haven't taken care of the temple of God. And that's really one of my passions now, to empower a generation to get back in the game and give them the right set of glasses and look at health from the right perspective, simply because I've learned so much really by trial and error. And if you can begin to put that new set of glasses on and look at health from a brand new perspective, no matter where you are in this journey, we can get you moving in the right direction, and then we can gain momentum, and then all things are possible.
Wow, I love it. I absolutely love it. Because there was one thing that I was reading. It talked about that health and wellness is making billions and billions of dollars. There's so many programs out there. Tell us a little bit about Unhealthy Anonymous. How did the concept come about?
Yeah, well, you know what? There's lots and lots of knowledge, as you said. Everywhere you look, I mean, we have the internet now, and so there's not a lack of knowledge. But wisdom is the art of rightly applying knowledge. And so we have to have wisdom. God gives us he says in his word that he gives us the wisdom of God and the mind of Christ. And the gift of wisdom allows you to rightly apply. It's the art of steering the knowledge that's out there. And so the Lord really said, hey, develop a system like Alcoholics Anonymous where people can come, in Alcoholics Anonymous, they come as alcoholics and they're not judged for it. There's no condemnation. They can come as they are. Well, God says, develop a system where people can come as they are, no strings attached, Skittles in the mouth, Twizzlers in their pocket. We just call it Unhealthy Anonymous. For you to come as you are with no judgment and us lead you on this journey. See, a lot of people come to me, like, for instance, with Crohn's disease. I have a patient recently that came in that was spending $12,000 a month on a shot to deal with his Crohn's disease. And through this program, for $14 a month, we gave him all the meal plans, recipes, everything he needed. And now he's off the shot. His Crohn's has literally reversed itself, and it's amazing. And he's putting thousands and thousands of dollars in his pocket. We wanted to provide a place that anyone could afford, where we give you the meal plans and recipes, that we literally steer you in the right direction and show you how to begin to take care of the temple of God. And it all builds on itself. So we show you how to heal your gut. Why? Because your gut is foundational to a happy and healthy life. In fact, your gut is what will allow the body to detoxify itself from toxins and absorb nutrients properly. We show you how to balance your hormones. We show you how to maintain a healthy weight. We even show you how to starve cancer. In fact, it's not complicated. As long as you use the wisdom that God's given us from the Word of God, as well as just principles that He's given us in really in life. You know, prudence means wisdom in practical matters. Mm-hmm. And so God's literally just given us the tools to get on the road to a happy and healthy life.
That's it. That's it. You hit it right on the head. Now, how can we identify symptoms of stress?
Well, symptoms of stress, really everything we treat with a pill, shot, surgery, or antidepressant is the effects of stress. Okay? So in a stress response, the body will adapt physiologically. It's like if we were at a zoo and a tiger got out, we'd run for our lives. Male or female, young or old, we would take off. But we're able to because the body goes into a stress response. And in this stress response, okay, my heart rate goes up. My blood pressure goes up. My digestive system shuts off. Well, if I'm running away from a tiger, I want to have high blood pressure. We wouldn't consider that abnormal. It's actually normal, necessary, and good. Well, in this life, the symptoms, the things we're treating with a pill, shot, surgery, antidepressant, I can show scientifically that they're all the effects of stress. And if I treat the effects of stress as the abnormality, you lose. You have to identify the true culprit. Otherwise, it's like we're going to war. And no matter what we do against the enemy, we continue to get destroyed by the enemy. Why? Because the whole time there's a spy from the enemy in our camp. We know his name. We're with him every day of our life. We've just never identified him as the true culprit. And unless we identify the spy, we'll never get the victory. Well, we live with a thing called stress. Every day of our life, we know his name. We're very familiar with him. We've cozied up to stress. We've just never identified him as the true culprit. Instead, we looked at the effects of stress, like high blood pressure and thyroid issues and weight issues and sleep issues and heart disease and cancer as the abnormality, when in the whole time, they haven't been the abnormality. They've been a normal physiological response to something that's very abnormal. The body lost its ability to adapt and recover from stress. That's what we're doing. We're exposing the greatest threat to your health and happiness, which is stress. We're dealing with it, and we're increasing resiliency to it. And that's why we developed Unhealthy Anonymous, a program that's simple, that's practical, that gives you everything you need to lead you on the road to a happy and healthy life.
Wow, I love it. Now, look, how can we get started? Can you give us three easy things to incorporate into our lives to help us, you know, adapt?
Absolutely.
Stress and healthy eating.
Absolutely. And so one of the easiest ways is just to become part of our online community at UHA12.com. That's UHA12.com. Every month we give you thousands of dollars of meals and recipes and meal plans, videos, and the how-tos to lead you on this journey. We have private Facebook communities so that I can personally answer your questions for you. So UHA12.com. But then there's simple things that you can do, like the steps that we lay out in the book Unhealthy Anonymous. Just getting proper rest, having margins for your life, making sure you're staying hydrated, that you're surrounding yourselves with people that offer you grace. You know, it's in fact the people you surround yourself with that are the soil that will determine the fruit of your life. Because we're all going to make choices. Choices in alignment with a vision for my life propel that vision. Choices outside of alignment take me off course. And then the people you surround yourself with will help germinate those choices and help you bear great fruit.
Ah, powerful right there, because that's almost like you have to surround yourself by positiveness, because that's what
you
have to keep you thinking and, you know, feeling appreciated. So, you know, you're doing a great job, you know, and even on those days when you feel like you faltered, you still need that positive motivation. I love that. Now tell us about your 21-day reboot.
You know, if you go to UHA12.com, we do have a 21-day reboot that also gives you your first month of Unhealthy Anonymous for free. And it's literally every day we provide the support that you need, from meal plans to recipes, just baby steps to get you moving in the right direction. I tell people from all over the world every week, I said, I'd rather get you at death's door and get you moving in the right direction than assuming you're healthy and moving in the wrong direction, because that's playing Russian roulette. So the 21-day reboot, it takes usually 3 weeks to start a new habit. And so we literally help you every single day to begin to change your whole perspective and begin making healthy choices.
I love it. I love it. What is the hardest thing that you personally struggle with when it comes to stress and health?
Well, just the making sure that there's balance. You know, there's sometimes in our life we don't have a lot of stress in our life. You know, maybe we're in a good environment, maybe we're in good relationships, and so you don't need as much of a counterbalance. But sometimes you just, whether there's a death of a family member or a relational issue or maybe a car accident or some, you know, chemical stress, that you need to counteract that. And I think the biggest thing is always assessing and knowing kind of the where you're at in life and then providing that counterbalance. And that's, you know, that's what we tell people. Hey, if you're going to go out and have a big pizza tonight, you need a counterbalance for that. So to kind of help that inflammatory response. And and so no matter what, with the choices we make, we also have to make sure that we're counteracting that choices. And so we have proper balance. And really, when you keep going so fast and you don't provide any time for rest and margins in your life, you get out of balance, and that's where you're more susceptible to disease, illness, and everything else.
That's so true. That's so true. Now, is there a country or culture that you found that has the least amount of issues with stress and health?
Well, there is. You know, there's cultures that just provide, but honestly, everywhere I go around the world, and I've been to Asia and Africa and Latin America and Central America and Europe many, many times. And what I find in most of those countries, it's a lot more relaxed. It's a slower pace than we have in America. In America, we're always trying to keep up with the Joneses. We're always trying to compete. We're always into the dollar and power and prestige. But overseas, they're into relationships. They're into balance. They're into taking care of people. And so I find it really, in the countries that I go to, they have a greater perspective of really others and putting others' needs above their own. And it's less stressful just because that, yeah, they might not have some of the extra and the benefits that we have here in America, but they have more balance. They have more margins for their life, which makes it a lot easier to deal with the stressors of this life.
That's so true. And we've got about 2 minutes left. I want you to tell our listening audience, what are the 12 steps listed in Unhealthy Anonymous?
Well, you know, we start with just exposing the threat. In identifying the fact that, hey, many people assume that if you feel good, you're healthy. If it's not broke, don't fix it. Yet people feel good and die of heart attacks, feel good and have. And then I just lead them down this journey to really just begin to expose, okay, here's where you are. We've identified that health is more than just feeling good. And then we want you to connect with people that are like-minded, that have grace for you. And then step three is we choose choices made in alignment with the vision for your life. And then step four, to recognize that stress is the culprit. It's the spy in the enemy's camp that we have to deal with. You know, we have to cage, and then we have to increase resiliency too. Step five is rest, and that comes with having margins for your life and just getting the proper rest. And just, you know, God says there's a rest for the people of God. Number six is detox. Under stress, the body becomes toxic. So it's important that you're always providing ways to detoxify, whether it's toxic thoughts or your toxic environment. Number seven is nourishment and just adding the sufficiency the body needs. Step number eight is gratitude. It's actually improving when we begin to thank God for the things we do have rather than the things we don't have. It increases our immune system. Number nine is movement, because movement facilitates a proper stress response. Alignment, making sure our lives are in alignment, the spine's in alignment. Step number 11, strength, which is necessary for increasing fortitude. And step number 12, generosity. If the first 11 steps are the foundation, then generosity is the capstone. It holds it all together. Be generous with your life. Those who give generously will reap generously and reap lavishly.
Wow, that is fantastic. I absolutely love it. Wow. Guys, if you didn't hear anything else, I want you to get this website. It's www.uha12.com. Go out there and get this great information, because as soon as I hang up, I'm going out there myself. Dr. Pete, thank you so much for coming on and sharing with our listening audience. One of the things that
it's
I love for my guests. Well, thank you. And we're going to get you back on, too. Trust me. One of the things I do like my guests to do is close us out with a word of prayer, and I would be so honored if you do that for us tonight.
Absolutely. Heavenly Father, we come before you, Lord, and we love you. We magnify you. Let's magnify the Lord together and exalt his name. And Lord, we exalt your name. We thank you that you're a God that not only are you all powerful, but you are always you desire to be intimate with us. And so, Lord, the living God, we can have a personal relationship with, and there's no greater gift on the planet. We honor you today. I bless these listeners. I ask that you'd go before them. And if you before them, nothing can come against them. I pray as your protection over them, Lord. I plead your blood over their lives, that no weapon formed against them can prosper. No evil can befall them. And what the enemy uses for harm, turn it around and use it for your glory. Be magnified in all of our wholeness now, body, soul, and spirit. We bless you and we magnify you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, Kingdom citizens, don't forget, we are getting ready to post everything out there that will get you connected with Dr. Pete Sulik and his Unhealthy Anonymous program book. You guys have got to go out there. We're out of time, but we love you. We thank you for tuning in, and we definitely will be putting more stuff out there as we get more information. But Dr. Pete, thank you so much. You are truly a blessing.
Anytime. It was an honor to be with you. Bless you.
All right. Good night, everybody.